Elliot Lake, Macy Cross and her partner Andrew Miley stood amidst the charred remains of what was once their home on Hirshhorn Avenue in Elliot Lake. The acrid scent of smoke lingered in the air like a haunting memory. The fire that swept through their apartment complex on December 12, 2024, was an uninvited beast that devoured everything in its path. The blaze erupted early in the afternoon, quickly engulfing the multi-story building and forcing families to flee their homes in a frantic scramble. Emergency services were dispatched promptly, but the intensity of the fire complicated their efforts, resulting in a dramatic scene as firefighters battled the inferno for hours. The fire had not only consumed their possessions but also the life they had built together, leaving behind only ashes and echoes of laughter. Powerless. This was not just an apartment, it was where we dreamed and planned for our future. It's where we laughed and loved. Our entire life was going up in smoke, and all I could do was stand there and watch it happen. I was powerless, shares Cross. I stood there frozen on the sidewalk, my heart in my throat as I watched it all unfold, said Miley. Their hearts shattered even more with the profound loss of their beloved cat, an orange tabby named Ozzy, whose playful spirit had filled their days with joy, but was unable to be saved. As they sifted through the remnants of their lives, the enormity of their grief loomed larger than the towering flames that had ravaged their world, leaving them to grapple with the painful reality of starting over from nothing. The loss of proof of life. The fire spread so quickly, shared Cross, all I could think about was what was being lost to flames. While there was no loss of life, there was the loss of proof of life. Things like her grandmother's antique jewelry, that was handed down, and the photographs documenting her life's milestones. For Miley, it was the loss of all his childhood memories. I kept a lot of mementos from my high school days, everything went to ash. There is nothing to pass down, he said, his eyes welling up as he spoke. Each crackle echoed a loss, a part of their identity vanishing like an ember into the night. As they stared at the inferno, they felt like ghosts, haunting the remnants of what was once their sanctuary. The young couple were not at home at the time the fire started, however, Cross's younger sister was. My sister called my mom and my mom called me. I was on my way to Cutler at the time. Cross felt panicked and immediately turned around and went home. Her partner Miley was at work when he found out the news. I work for the city, so when the call came in about a fire on Hirshhorn Avenue, I heard it over the walkie-talkie. I immediately left work and raced to the apartment. The entire apartment building was glowing orange and red, the couple said. Fortunately, the swift response of local authorities ensured that all residents were evacuated safely, leading to no loss of human life despite the chaotic circumstances. The aftermath of the fire revealed extensive damage, with the building rendered uninhabitable. Fire alarm issues. The couple mentioned that while they had been living in the building, they had experienced issues with the fire alarm system. Honestly, I'm not sure if the fire alarm was even working right. We've had some problems with it before, they said. Other tenants said the alarm didn't go off, and even my sister, who was right there in the apartment, didn't hear anything. Miley said there were times when the alarm would just go off for no reason, while at other times it wouldn't work at all. He shared, a while back, like a year ago, someone dozed off while cooking and the alarm didn't even go off. Cross recalled that one time they had to deal with the fire alarm blaring for 12 hours straight before it finally stopped. Community rallies. Community organizations quickly mobilized to provide immediate assistance, offering shelter, food, and emotional support to those affected. Local officials launched an investigation to determine the cause of the fire, which was believed to be accidental. The tragedy served as a rallying point for the community, sparking discussions about fire safety regulations and the need for improved emergency preparedness in residential buildings. As residents began to process their grief and loss, the spirit of solidarity and resilience emerged, with many pledging to support their neighbors during the challenging recovery ahead. The Red Cross put us up at the Hampton Inn and we got everything we needed from the wonderful donations and the guidance of the city, said Miley. The couple stated that the city of Elliott Lake's efforts to keep the survivors informed of where to get help were very important. They advised on places like the Beehive, Maplegate House and Mom's Diner for our clothing, and Grace Christian Church for our houseware needs. They informed the survivors on where to go to get mental health help. The community rallied to support them, but understandably, their kindness felt like a bandage over a gaping wound. The weight of grief settled heavily on Cross, each donated item serving as a constant reminder of her loss. In the days that followed, Cross and Miley faced the aftermath, a landscape of ash and ruin where joy once lived. Sleep eluded them for a few days, haunted by visions of what had been. The first week they felt lost, a ship adrift in a stormy sea of despair. The worst part is we had no content insurance, which was not required to secure the rental unit. You just don't think it will happen to you, said the couple. Currently, they are residing with Maylette's mother. Seeking mental health help is crucial. Surviving a fire that destroys everything can lead to profound emotional and psychological challenges. Professionals can provide coping strategies to manage trauma, grief, and anxiety. They create a safe space for individuals to express their feelings, facilitating healing and resilience. Mental health support can aid in rebuilding one's sense of identity and purpose after loss. It was all so overwhelming, says Cross, indicating that she is worried about her mental health. She has reached out for therapeutic counseling and is learning to navigate her grief. Talking about her feelings serves as a lifeline, a way to process the overwhelming emotions that threatened to drown her and her partner. Phoenix Rising. One of the most profound effects of the fire is that the couple discovered the power of community. Though their material possessions were gone, the support of friends and neighbors has become a new foundation. Each act of kindness reminds the couple that they are not alone. Slowly, Cross and Miley are finding strength in vulnerability and courage in acceptance. They are beginning to rebuild not just their lives, but their spirits. Reminding them that while the fire had taken much, it could not take their will to rise like a phoenix from the ashes. In the wake of devastation, Cross and Miley are discovering resilience within themselves, a flicker of hope that refused to be extinguished. Life as they know it has changed forever, but they have learned that even in loss, there is the potential for rebirth. A GoFundMe page has been set up for the couple by Cross's mother, Christina Bray. To date, the amount raised is $2,410. They will need much more to get on their feet and start living again. Their new normal is a work in progress. If you would like to donate to the GoFundMe page, click on the link.